I say common door, and you think of one of two things: your apartment house's entry point, the common door, or that curious dog with hair that looks like a mop named the common door. This summer and fall, you'll be able to see the latter at dog shows across the country. A dog show, if you've never been, is pretty much what you'd imagine. Canines in cages, pampered, then paraded around by people wearing somewhat odd clothing. They'll be wearing sequined, somewhat odd clothing if it's the final round at the Westminster show. The good news for all with canine companions is that after a dogged search of the law books for any dirt on dog shows, it's clear that the people involved are a rather non-litigious lot. There really aren't many cases on the books regarding professional dog people, including breeders and handlers, except in the tax area, where some of them have gotten into trouble with the IRS over just what dog-related items are deductible. So dog show types are non-litigious, to a point. But don't you try to change the standards for a breed. That's when a court must step in to smooth the ruffled fur. For example, a few years ago, someone suggested that certain Labrador retrievers weren't measuring up to the breed's potential. Literally, some labs just weren't as tall as others. So someone else changed the standard, the measure used by judges when they decide which Labrador retrieves the trophy. The old standard used to suggest a height for the breed. The new standard made the height a requirement. The plaintiffs, breeders of shorter labs, alleged a conspiracy, one in violation of our nation's antitrust laws. This newfangled height requirement, they argued, among other things, would effectively exclude the plaintiffs from winning any ribbons. It would unreasonably restrain trade. But the court refused to bite. It found no conspiracy, no evidence that the people who pushed for the new regulation wished to create a monopoly, and no antitrust violation. And sure enough, on the American Kennel Club's dog description website, the height language is still there, the litigated line that any variance greater than 1/2 inch above or below these heights is a disqualification. Which brings us back to the common door. It's got a breed standard, too. Its color is white. Its gait is leisurely and balanced. A dark gray nose is not desirable. 3 or more missing teeth is a fault. Its coat is corded and feels like felt. It is not silky. While there's been no litigation on those standards, the common door would be a formidable opponent in court. The standards require imposing strength, dignity, and a courageous demeanor. But any potential defendant can be nearly certain that no litigation would ever ensue over standards. A common door would never want its fur flying. I'm Amy Guida.